Hello, and welcome back to the Shannon and Sierra Show. My name is Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
And our special guest today is...
Malik.
And Katie's coming, but she's going to be 5 minutes late. And I know you're all happy because this is a surprise episode.
I don't think anybody's surprised. I don't think anybody listens to this.
What was that last noise?
It's like a trumpet. We used to do it in bowling. Like, no, like, burr, burr, wait, no, I can't do it.
Burr, 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 burr,
no,
burr.
Stop. Like, burr, burr, burr. Like, you know that noise whenever someone roasts someone? And then
I will pull it up. Give me
do
the
you
sound.
Mean like the oh?
No, it's a trumpet.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
There you go.
And that's what we did in bowling.
Wow.
My friend Carrie could do it. He knows Carrie. Well,
do
Gray.
I know Carrie?
Her name's Gray.
Oh, okay. I do know Carrie.
Okay. Gray or Carrie, same thing. And
I've only met her once.
She's all right.
All right.
We had TV too together. Anyway, today we're going to talk about standardized testing.
Among other things.
Of course, among other things, Sierra. Okay, have you lived in Pennsylvania your whole entire lives, right?
Yeah, I have. I mean... Well, for a year I did live in Maryland, but I was two, so.
That doesn't count. So we've all had to take in the PSAs. The stupid, the ridiculous.
The PSSAs.
Same thing. Not a public service announcement, a PSSA. They start in third grade and they last till eighth.
Then the Keystones. I took the Keystones in eighth grade.
The eighth?
Eighth grade.
I didn't.
I don't think I took the PSSAs eighth grade.
I took the Keystones in my eighth grade. But that's because I was in the honors algebra, and they're like, oh, all the algebra kids who took algebra, you can take the algebra keystone.
No, I
forget when I stopped taking PSAs.
I suck.
I feel like I stopped. I'm awful at math to this day, but I really don't remember when I stopped taking the PSAs. I think it was 7th grade was my last year.
Well, I had to go. If you didn't, for all you non-Pennsylvanians out there, PSAs are a standardized test.
I think if they're from the other states, they have their own version of the standardized test. Ours is called the PSSAs because of Pennsylvania for P.
This is true. Can confirm.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I have a kid from Maryland who took a standardized test, and I think they had an M in front of theirs.
Katie's on the bus right now.
Good for Katie.
So anyway, yeah, you have to take reading, and then math. And then writing, which I never understood. You have to, like, do an essay.
I think I did one on science.
Ridiculous.
I think that was a keystone.
I didn't, yeah, I did that one, but I think for the PSSAs, I think for 1 year I had to take a science one.
Why are you two so quiet?
Because.
Am I quiet? am I quiet? I don't know. I feel like I sound good in the headphones.
I can't hear. So that's why I never, that's why she's like, please.
Shannon, no, even if when she isn't sick, she likes to destroy my eardrums.
I believe it.
So, anyway, so, did you guys take Study Island? Because if you didn't pass the Keystones, you would have to take Study Island.
I
passed the Keystones.
I mean, if you passed the PSSAs.
I did, but they made everyone, they've had everyone see what it was like in case you did have to fail it. So everyone had to see what it was.
Fun fact, I passed my math keystones by exactly 1 point.
I never passed the math keystone.
How did you graduate high school?
So,
she opted out.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
At my school, you can.
Well, what do you mean opted out? Like, I took it so many times that they were like, and I had like 10 points. I had 10 points between me and like the goal. And I think our grade, they were like, you know what, if you didn't pass it by now, it's fine. And and so, now I'm here.
The Pennsylvania education system.
Look who decided to come.
Hello, ladies and Malik.
What's up, Matt?
How's everyone doing today?
Good, we're talking about standardized testing.
Standardized testing. Thank God for standardized testing.
No, oh my gosh, get out.
No, dude, straight up. The only reason that I'm at this school right now is because of the SATs.
No.
That's not the...
I don't know if you've noticed yet, Malik, but I'm quite the lazy person.
I relate to that.
So I don't always try in my classes, so I just rely on, like, I don't do the homework, but, like, as long as I know the stuff, I don't do the homework, because, like, there's no need to. Like, I already know it. So then I take tests, and then I get good grades on the tests, and I'm a test taker. And
okay.
I'm in this school right now because of the SATs.
But that's not a standardized
school.
The SAT, I feel like. The SATs are standardized.
The SATs are standardized.
Yeah, but we're talking about, like, the PSSAs and the Keystones.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
I still did good on all those.
I mean, I passed all those, but I hated them.
I opted out of the
I don't
Keystone.
I don't mind.
I don't think you opted out. I think they just kind of, like, gave up on you.
Nothing beats. So when I was a freshman in high school, we were like the first class from, I don't know if it was from every school or just from our school, but we were the first class that was like required to take the Keystones. So this senior, when I was a freshman in high school, didn't like have to take them to graduate. Like it wasn't required. So we were all like hanging out in our version of the newsroom. And the kid.
Wait,
was
your
like,
school had a version of the new. Your high school had a version of the newsroom.
Oh yeah.
Like a version of a newsroom, yeah. Like the video room, but like the back office of it, where like, yeah, we had a newsroom more or less.
Where you guys just go and hang out?
Yeah.
I would just be in mine.
Like I was in mine, like all my study halls and stuff like that.
Oh
we
no.
Would just go in there and hang out.
I would be in mine in the morning, and I would just read my book.
Well, I would be in the morning too, but like we did our morning now. So anyways, this kid in our newsroom, yes, Malik, Penn Trafford High School has a newsroom.
These fancy high schools. Good old Alderdice didn't
have
one.
He goes, I can't help but feel like I have something to do. And we were all like, what do you mean, Nick? Like, what's going on? And he was like, I don't know. I just feel like today, like, you ever get that feeling when you know, like, you should be doing something and you're just not doing it?
Yes.
He was like, that's how I feel right now. And we were all like, what is there? And he was like, oh, swear word. And he was like, I am supposed to be taking the Keystones. And I was like, ah, that's kind of a problem.
Yep.
And it's, yeah, the rest is history. He graduated because he didn't need it, and that was a good day. I hung out with him a lot.
I'm just bad at tests. That's why I've always had to take Study Island and stuff.
Will somebody let Katie in, please?
Katie's here. Thanks, Katie, for being here.
Yay, Katie.
Tell us about your PSSA experience and SAT.
PSSA is three words. Go. Go.
Just ew.
Just ew.
What
exactly.
Are we talking about?
PSSA is three words. Describe them. Go.
I don't have three words to describe that.
Well.
Well, did you not like it? What was it?
PSSAs were fine for me.
No, they weren't.
Well,
you would have no. I had to do Study Island because I just sucked at math and I.
I mean, I also sucked at math, but like not enough to where they were like, "Hey, you like need help in math." They were just like, "Ah, you're just painfully average." And I was like, "Ah, sorry."
I feel like I was always on the. I was saying before you got here, Matt. I passed my math Keystone by exactly 1 point. I was 1 point away from being below average.
Oh. Clutch.
I'm always below average.
I failed the math Keystone.
Same.
I also failed the science. The only one I passed with great score is writing and reading or whatever it's called.
English I was great at. I got like almost above.
I also got special.
I got like almost above. So still in that average range. All right.
Wait, what were you saying before?
Okay,
I don't
hang
know.
On a second. When does everyone in here put up their Christmas lights? Like around a rough time. When? Okay, like when are they? Yeah, like when are they okay to go up? And when are is it like all right? It's time to take them down.
Okay, well.
I don't hang anything outside.
I don't hang anything outside. The Christmas tree goes up December 23rd, and it'll probably stay there till February.
But yeah.
Wait. We used to hang stuff outside, and then my dad got sick. So we stopped doing that. But we normally put up the...
Katie making Christmas sad. Who
it's
could have
job.
Guessed? Who could have guessed?
But...
Damn right Katie's got the blues.
We put up the Christmas stuff inside right after Thanksgiving. The day after.
Well, me and my mom are putting stuff up on Friday, and we take it down after the wise men get there, and that's like January 7th.
We never take our stuff down. I had to take it down last year. It was up for most of the summer. I was the only one taking stuff down.
I just like got this image in my head of like Katie just being like, "Hey guys, It's July. Can we take the Christmas lights down now?
It's time, guys.
Guys, Christmas is over.
I finally decided just to take it down by myself. I'm just like, it's fine, whatever.
Well, like, we have to get, like, the tree dies because we get a real tree. So, yeah.
Plastic tree. Way to go.
I have a plastic tree.
Yeah. I've had the same fake tree as long as I can remember.
Me too.
I love the smell. Don't you love the smell?
I've never smelled a real Christmas
tree. Yeah, me either.
You never lived
then. It smells like happiness, Malik. Just imagine straight happiness, but kind of cold because it's wintery.
I imagine it just smells like termites.
No. It smells like... Okay, are you familiar with the smell of jolly? That's what it is. It's just it's jolly season. It's jolly season in a scent.
This is what I came for.
All right. I can.
It's just straight happiness.
So.
With a hint of pine and a little bit of cold from the winter.
Are you sick?
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's very loud. But she's loud normally.
She's doing the Shannon Sierra show every Tuesday at 5.
Show.
Well,
what
like,
are you doing?
Well, Krishna's like,
I was cleaning my dorm.
Yeah, last episode, we definitely hyped it up that it was our last episode of the semester.
I like, went to the radio meeting, and Krishna's like, yeah, you guys can do a show during finals, and she kept looking at me.
Yay!
So you get one more week of us. And anyway, I don't know. Oh.
The Shannon and Sierra show, finals week edition. Just us screaming for an hour. How is everyone's finals going, realistically?
Done.
You're done already?
I'm done.
Lucky you.
I have two more.
Yeah.
I only have one final, and it's tomorrow. It's the English one. But
Are English finals tomorrow?
No, it's Friday. I'm
doing dude, I was real. Whoa.
I'm doing mine early, so I don't have to stay the entire week.
Oh, well, that's smart.
I started this morning. I got an 81 on it. 81 out of 100.
It's not bad.
Yep. I'm going to take my next one at 6 o'clock. I'm going to leave 15 minutes so that I can go to that.
What class is it for?
Professional communication in the workplace.
Where is that?
Gross.
Hail.
Definitely sounds like a hail.
Yep.
That does not terrible. Sound like a fun class.
That's when I did the
reminder, Malik, this radio show is technically affiliated with the school. Or are we independent?
We are.
Are we independent?
Are we?
Because we're technically student-run, but I feel like... If we use RMU, we're kind of affiliated.
I don't know if that's a me question.
Yeah,
I imagine
who is qualified
a carry question. I feel like we are technically we count as student media, which is like independent, but like.
I feel like we're like imagine an umbrella. I feel like we are 50% under the umbrella and 50% not under the umbrella.
I feel like RMU Radio, of all things, is, like, the least student media of all of the student medias, but, like, it's still kind of a student media.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
The only, like, year that we didn't have a Christmas tree was the year, like, that...
We're back to this now. Okay.
That stink bugs were, like, it was an epidemic of stink bugs.
Oh, I remember that.
And so we got a fake one that one year. And then the other year, last year... We were going down to Florida, so then we just didn't get a tree. We just decorated the fern with our Christmas lights.
We decorated the fern. I think I want that put on my like tombstone like that. Just, well, at least we decorated the fern.
We had like the nativity scene and everything. It was great. And then we went down to Florida.
And then with a fern.
And the fern, yes.
Kind of surprised you didn't decorate a palm tree.
Since you guys can't see us, they are currently, like, drawing out ferns and palm trees with their fingers as if they were pencils, but, like, in the air.
I'm trying to find the photo.
Good job. I don't know what you're doing.
It's an empty box.
I feel like we could definitely make this, just, like, put up a camera up there and just make it a TV show and just see, like, how, like, what goes on behind the scenes.
What does everyone think of their new positions?
I'm
terrified.
Quite terrified.
I'm terrified.
I'm on desk for sports talk, and I'm audio for CSC.
Audio is pretty hard for CSC.
Audio is real hard for CSC.
Really? For CSC?
I mean.
You have to like switch.
That's
switch.
Fair.
Like it's just constant.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Katie, stop making fun of me.
But dude, sports talk, Logan is going to rip me to shreds.
I'm terrified.
Every week.
Wait, you're on desk?
Yeah.
Ooh. You just said that. I'm sorry.
It's me, Logan, Ian. I took a...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I filled Sam Anthony. I am the new Sam Anthony. That realization just crossed my mind.
Okay, so Sierra was like, I don't like...
I will
Ian
not... Pissed. I will not be... what Sam
We're not going to talk about it, Shannon.
Ever.
I'm, like, sad, but also excited that we both have our own new show.
Who's We're producing which one?
I'm producing Monday. Friday.
She got promoted.
Oh,
nope, I'll just shout.
Whenever we give Katie a mic, she tends to just always find a way to turn the show sad, like within five words.
And like so I don't have an assistant producer, so I'm like all by myself.
All by myself.
And then I'm assistant producer for RMU tonight. I'm really excited for that.
That's sweet.
Then I get
I'm
to be creative.
Board director for that.
Oh my gosh, I saw.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just news director.
So you
took
I took Delaney's job. Yeah.
Are you still doing like
you have
the
to
radio?
Direct people.
Yeah, I'll still be on the radio
for so terrified.
So I don't know why. So Sierra like applied for every single position.
I did.
Every single
applied for every
and
position.
I was like, Sierra, you probably don't want to do that. Like you want to like choose a pick and stuff and
no.
They'll accommodate to you. And she's like, no, I'm just gonna.
It kind of irks me that you just said you have to choose and pick over you have to pick and choose.
Sorry. did I trigger you?
Triggered.
A question. Why is there just a white bowl?
I don't know,
it
but
was
I was
there
looking
when
at it earlier.
In.
And it's made by Corel. It's made in the USA. Not safe for the stovetop or the broiler. So if any of you lucky fans, if you like calling into the show right now, sauce me an address, and you can have one free mini Corel bowl, courtesy of The Shannon and Sierra Show, brought to you by Romo's. Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal.
Stop sponsoring us.
I just keep throwing in random sponsorships in the show.
That's
what
fun.
What else are you doing?
I'm a director for Sports Talk.
Oh, you're my director.
Yes, I am.
Yikes.
I'm audio
she
for your
sports.
Show.
I'm sorry
Shannon.
In advance. I'll just say that right now.
You stayed the same then.
And then for CSC, I'm one of the camera people.
Oh, then I'll.
I think I'm a camera for Army Tonight, too.
Oh.
I'm not sure. If you guys don't know yet, I tend to not have my stuff together at any given point. So.
I'm very excited because Caroline's going to be my TD.
TD?
So I'm like, she
for
can
Friday?
Handle it. No, for Sports Talk.
I run the news organization.
I run the world. Nice to meet you.
It's like scary but exciting at the same time.
No, Malik, she's gonna turn it sad.
No,
Malik.
What?
She's gonna get sad.
Just knock Malik
out.
Okay,
to say something.
Are you excited? Now you don't have anyone to do. Now you have to do the intro, Katie.
Katie has to do what?
The intro.
To what?
The show.
The RMU.
She always
news.
Did it.
Have fun.
And then I don't know how to put stuff on the server still. Even though Malik showed me like six times.
I don't know how to do a lot of stuff here.
Real can't wait to watch these shows next semester.
Especially with me like, cutting through the camera.
It's going to be our campus-wide boycott of RMU TV next semester. So that no
director.
One has to see us.
I would be like, just like.
Ah, dude, that means I'm going to need to get my hair cut and like stay looking not homeless. Darn.
I mean, you just have to look not homeless once a week.
Well, yeah, but, like, I feel like that's a look that you kind of got to be committed to.
That's fair.
No.
I feel like I look not homeless once a week.
I wouldn't classify you as homeless. I would classify you as drifter.
All right, I'll take it.
Because you walk everywhere. Like,
you just
shuttle's not there. You're walking.
Yeah. I can't do it anymore. It's snowing out.
You can, just not dedicated enough, Malik.
Nope.
Pick
that's a
up.
Half an hour walk. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you can do it.
Malik's a passenger in life.
Malik is an emotional support friend. I told you this before. You are an emotional support friend. Everyone needs a Malik because he's just always there. He's always there.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Do you not remember me telling you that?
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yep, okay.
Yeah.
Starting to come back to me now.
I feel like it's
is
ruined
it?
Now.
Is it?
Like the sweet moment is no longer
no.
sweet.
It happened.
All right, that's fine. We'll just leave it there.
We hugged it out. We did.
That's good.
I'm not even kidding. We hugged it out, Malik.
It's just adorable. Hugging.
You know what? I believe that it happened.
There's not a picture of it.
That's
it,
fine.
It happened.
That makes me happy.
The mental image.
Yeah.
Yes, the mental image just makes me happy.
The mental image of Matt and Malik hugging it out.
What else? We have so much time, so little effort.
I wouldn't even say so little effort, because, like, we're all here. Like, we're just talking.
Phlegm is the worst.
How do you spell phlegm?
What?
Isn't it F-L-E-M?
Nope. P-H-L-E-G-M, I believe. Don't check me.
That's like hemophilia.
Yeah, it's wild. Just so you're all aware, the bowl is still available. First listener to call into the show, free bowl.
You know that video that we watched in Multicam today?
Yes.
I edited that this morning.
Oh, I edited mine at like 6 a.m. I'm on hour, oh God, we're on hour 32 of being awake from 10 a.m. yesterday to now.
Because there's so many assignments to do.
Okay. How mad are you that he categorized... I know Tanner's not going to listen to this. How mad are you that he categorized us with Tanner?
Yeah, I'm pretty mad about that.
Because, like, we did so much work. And Tanner...
Dude, I... If I ever have to spray paint again, I might actually break down in tears on the spot. I used so much spray paint.
I cried yesterday.
Did you actually?
About this project.
I mean...
It was horrible. I was like, Mom, this looks like... It's horrible.
It didn't look bad.
And then everyone complimented it. I was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't look that bad. And then, it's a shrine, Katie. It's a shrine.
What?
My project, it's a shrine of myself. And Malik drew one part of it, and I drew the other part. And it doesn't look like the same person. I was like, oh no. And he was like, you did a great job. It looks like you put a lot of effort into it. I was like, I did. So it just made me happy, and it like made my day. So like, yay.
That's okay. My teacher, he told me my art is just for kids, and that my dream is not gonna work.
Oh wow.
What's your dream?
To take over Disney.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, champ. That ain't gonna fly too well.
You can work for Disney.
One of my classmates
to Disney.
One of my classmates told me that I would get Disney only by gunpoint.
But I saw it on Snapchat.
What party?
It was like a going away party.
Oh, it's probably just his close friend.
Mm. You're a close friend.
Jaden, stop! Katie's already depressed.
Sorry, Katie.
Damn right Katie's got the blues. Take it away, Shannon.
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
That's my line, hey. You didn't even do it right.
This is now a running joke.
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
It's so cold outside, I don't like it.
It's not even that bad yet.
It's cold. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. You can't breathe?
That's not how the cold works.
Shannon, you lived here your whole entire life.
Yes, I know, Sierra. I've lived here. I still can't stand it. It's been 18 years of hell.
Winter's worse where I'm from, so.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa!
Like, okay, yeah, you live up north. We get it, Katie.
Just saying, it's not bad down here.
Yeah, we get it, okay, Katie?
I live in south of Pennsylvania. It's snowing there, but it's not sticking.
Uniontown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We've said this multiple times. I live in Moon.
Hate to break it to you. I have had 5 concussions. I don't remember things very well.
You live in Penn Trafford. Katie lives in Bradford.
Actually, I live in Marshall Hall.
Wow.
Malik lives in Penn Hills.
Technically, I'm in East Hills. I'm from Penn Hills.
East Hills?
Yes.
Okay, Malik, if we're getting specific here, then I live in Londonderry, too. I know
Londonderry?
What is Londonderry?
Sounds like a really weird fruit.
My plan.
Your plan?
What?
Like the housing plan.
Yes.
You just live on a regular street, though.
But I live in Londonderry, too, if we're getting specific.
Penn Hills and East Hills are completely different neighborhoods.
Hey,
Hey, Katie? Let's play a game called Turn Your Ringer Off here on the Shannon Sierra Show.
I wasn't expecting to come here. I didn't.
You can still turn your ringer off.
What skits should we do for next semester?
Skits?
Because Army Tonight.
Those take, like, actual effort. Oh, you mean, like, Army Tonight skits. Mm-hmm. Me and Mike are going to be cranking a few out. We're pretty good.
Are we going to get the return of the golf skit?
The Triple PGA Tour.
Yep.
The Professional Putt-Putt Golf Association.
To this day, one of my favorite skits.
Yeah, the second one has big mood. The second one it's just a big mood. It's just what it is. I don't know how to explain it to you.
How do we feel about Twilight?
Dude, Twilight? No. Not a big mood.
Do you mean the time of day or the movie?
The time of day? Solid
Twilight,
6.5 out of 10.
That series used to be my favorite series, and now I'm just
I
hate it.
I'm not surprised one bit.
You hate it?
To be real
I
honest.
Hate it now. My brother loves it now. My little brother. Don't ask questions about my family. You're welcome for that information.
I didn't really have any strong feelings about Twilight. I just watched it with my mom, but I did have a crush on Taylor Lautner, though.
Same.
Oh, dude, Taylor Lautner's peak was Sharkboy.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing in Sharkboy.
I liked him as the werewolf.
I liked him in the one, like, really
Jacob.
Unpopular movie
yes.
that he did that was shot in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that, yeah, I watched that.
Yep.
That was cool.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the title.
Him and, like, Emma Stone or someone.
Yeah. Something
okay.
like that.
There was a terrorist attack at PNC Park. It was a great movie.
I thought, okay, I had like a mini panic attack before I was preparing for this show, because I was doing eConnect, which is basically Study Island, which made me think of this the first topic. And
what was the first? I was standardized testing.
And my computer froze.
I really don't pay attention. I don't know how I'm here right now.
My computer froze, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think that's what you said.
I swore. I was like, Mike, what is happening? Because I'm on 42% out of 100, and I have 60%.
I'm out of 42% out of 84%. Why would you not?
Can we go back to Shannon's, like, southern, like, bell accent?
It's caught.
Minus the being sick, why did you just pull a southern accent out of nowhere?
I didn't pull a southern accent.
You know, it's like when Phoebe got she got sick and she had a raspy voice, which she considered sexy. You just go southern when you're sick.
I do have southern cousins. So.
There you go.
Good friends with one of them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're best friends. Why are you looking at me like that, Katie? Because
you texted me a half an hour before the show and told me to get here.
That's plenty of time.
I was cleaning my dorm.
There was a time where
I woke up for the show at 5:10. And I still made it here.
The Shannon
I live in Yorktown.
Anything's possible.
The Shannon Sierra Show, cleaning your room.
Malik says he preferred to clean his room
you know
than
what?
Being on here.
To be fair,
yeah.
It was the episode where Shannon said that Planet of the Apes was a scary movie.
Oh my gosh. Are we still hung up on that, Malik? If you listen to that episode, you hear us all say that you texted us all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just to complain about that. Are you still hung up on that?
Whoa.
It's not a scary movie.
Shannon is breaking the microphone.
Oh, Shannon.
Shannon is here just tearing apart the Army radio room.
Wait, I got it.
That's her way of saying, hey,
is
this
is
the final.
Is it working?
Talk to it.
Hello.
Yes, you're fine.
Welcome to the Shannon Sierra Show. My name's Shannon.
I'm Matt.
It me.
Katie.
That's not
Katie,
how you introduce
if you complain
yourself,
about it, you could have just said, no, I don't want to be on this show.
You're always here, Katie. That's why we're changing the name to accommodate everyone.
What are we changing to again? I don't remember.
I plead the first.
It's going to be I plead the first.
Okay.
That's a real sick name for the show. Tell me it's not Malik.
I don't like it.
What? Why?
I don't like it. It's too long. It's not.
I plead the first.
Like the Shannon and Sierra show isn't long.
That sounds like a show, though.
I plead the first on Army Radio.
Look, if Damn Right I Got the Blues is a show name.
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
Then how come I plead the first doesn't work?
I mean, you can do it. I don't care, but, like, I mean, yeah.
Malik doesn't care about me. Sad face.
I care about you guys.
Just not your show. Or anything.
My
you
show.
Do.
Hey, now we're talking.
We're not talking about No Boundaries.
No Boundaries.
Is that still
what
a thing?
Show is that?
That's still
a show that.
Yeah, it's
show
with still.
Yeah. What's swearing?
That's not what they
we're
do.
We're G rated here.
No, we're not.
G for great radio show.
How was that Van Halen final?
Not bad.
That was easy.
I thought I did really well on it.
I feel like I did solid work.
I'm like waiting for you to respond, but then you don't have it.
No.
I just like the last question was like, is this the end of the quiz? Is this the end of the test?
I wonder what she would do if someone marked that as false.
Probably
like,
give them the point anyways.
Be like, you're
joke
so
quest.
Silly. Have a nice break.
Never had a class with Ben Hollis. So.
Really?
She's
good
a
professor.
Doctor.
Good professor.
Who's thinking about getting a master's degree? We got a 30-minute lecture about how we should go into a master's degree.
Wait, did we?
Today, me and Matt did.
Oh.
And he was like, you get more money. It's like, no. Are you not listening to me?
I'm listening to
you. Oh, well, I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm currently playing a game on my phone.
It's hypnotizing.
It's very hypnotizing.
What game is it?
Balls.
All right.
So what game it is? Balls.
What do you do?
So pretty much these boxes have numbers.
I'm really
right?
upset about this
and
one
that's
now.
How many, and you have like a bunch of balls.
It's messed
you
up.
You gotta hit them. It's real fun.
Oh, okay.
Real fun.
But it's Christmas colors.
Jolly season.
Holiday season.
Jolly season.
Jolly season.
Jolly.
Tis
season.
The season.
Tis the home. Season to be jolly.
Does anyone know anyone that's celebrating Kwanzaa?
No.
I've never met someone that's celebrating Kwanzaa.
What?
Matt looked at me as soon as Shane said
I was just I looked at a man. I can't be called a racist for that. I can that's I plead the first.
I plead the first.
I felt like did you know that Avon's Jewish?
Avon is most is he?
No comment.
Malik, you live with him.
Didn't you see his Hanukkah sweater?
That doesn't mean he's actually. Oh my god.
No, someone laughed.
He's from India.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah. There's percentages.
Guess why are we talking about religion on a.
It was
show.
Shannon.
Brought to you by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal.
What about the other ones?
What other ones?
I like the hot Italian hoagie.
I'm a fan of the Colonial Club, but the Papa Sal's like.
Lock and load on a bagel will change your
lock
life.
And load on a bagel.
The
it
lock
will
and
change
load.
Your life.
I never saw your PSA. Like,
that's a good thing.
Watch yours for some reason.
You got? Have you ever guys got? Have you guys ever gotten the sloppy Z?
You can do it. I believe in you, Malik.
The sloppy Z at Romo's.
No.
That's a real sandwich. It's just every type of cheese and like one meat.
Ew. Ooh.
And I think it's Southwest sauce.
I don't like cheese that much.
I love cheese.
Is that like
go,
a special
go,
meal
go,
order?
Go to Romo's and ask for the sloppy Z.
Did you know that your taste buds change every 7 years?
Yes.
Have you noticed it?
No, I haven't.
The only time I've noticed it is when I was younger. I ate fish. I like, really liked fish, and now I hate it.
Seafood's gross.
I used to hate salsa, love salsa.
I used to hate salsa, love salsa.
Well, I mean,
like,
I guess...
You said that so just...
When I was younger, I
also
hated spaghetti
salsa
sauce,
eggs?
But now
yes.
I can eat them.
Power move.
What did you say?
I used
salsa
to
with eggs?
I
yeah.
used to hate scabbled dip dip soup.
That's not English, man.
It's my English.
What were you going to say?
Say what you were going to say. Anyway.
Are you trying to say SpaghettiOs?
No. Not SpaghettiOs.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti.
You used to hate spaghetti.
Why did
no,
you
spaghetti
not
sauce.
Just say spaghetti.
I couldn't say it. It wouldn't come out. I was like,
spaghetti.
Sketty.
Sketty.
No, you're an adult. You say spaghetti.
Is she, though?
Not according to my one teacher.
And then I realized I like tomatoes now. Tomatoes are cool. See?
Tomatoes.
Did you like tomatoes?
What's
when
the
you
best
were younger?
Vegetable?
No.
What's
tomatoes
the best vegetable?
Broccoli with cheese.
Peas.
Ew. No.
To what?
Well. Peas.
Definitely peas. Have you tried
none
broccoli?
Of those. None of those are good. Broccoli dude with cheese is like okay.
Celery.
Like a celery.
Celery.
I love
celery. Best
celery.
Vegetable.
Celery is like pure water though.
I. But it's such a. It's
with
technically
ranch?
A vegetable with anything. Celery and peanut butter.
Mmm. Mm.
Do ants on a log?
My grandmother used to make me eat that. I hate it.
I'm trying to think what the best vegetable. Vegetables suck in general.
Oh, you really don't? Carrots are pretty cool.
I don't
carrots
like carrots.
Suck.
Tomatoes.
What's the worst vegetable? Can we all agree
tomatoes
it's a cucumber?
Are a fruit. Cucumbers are alright.
Brussels sprouts.
Cucumbers are horrible.
I hate how they have layers.
Cucumbers?
No.
What?
Brussels sprouts.
You said that
onions? Onions have layers.
Why Shrek?
I don't want to know.
Shrek, yeah, he says he's like an onion because ogres have layers and onions have layers.
No way. Can we play this sound clip, please?
Whenever
let's bring it in.
Whenever I think of Shrek, I always think of just memes.
Yeah.
No. Just memes now.
Yeah.
It's an actually good movie.
Oh, that's such a lie. It's not even funny.
I like Shrek.
Wait, what?
That makes
Shrek
one
is a good movie.
In the entire world.
The original Shrek is amazing. The others not
I
so
do
much.
Like the Shrek. I have
the
to
first two are good.
I liked all of them.
Fun
as
fact,
a child,
I
haven't watched them
in
since.
My backpack for the first day of school of my sophomore year of high school, I took three things, like three different things. I took headphones. I took multiple packs of gum. And I took Shrek 2 on DVD. That's all I took with me on my first day of my summer. Because I thought it was the funniest thing. Because that was like the peak of Shrek being a joke. So
you they're coming out with Shrek 5 in 2019.
Thank
no,
you.
That doesn't need to be a thing.
It's coming out. 2019, Shrek 5.
Is it really?
Hey, wait.
Yes.
I may have asked this question on the show before. I'm not sure. The days all bleed together for me here, folks. With the current self-driving car technology paired with like artificial intelligence, how long is it before the movie Cars becomes very, very realistic?
Before.
I don't remember.
I'm going 7 years tops.
It has to be after a nuclear apocalypse.
I'm going to say it's after our lifetime.
Not like it happens, but like
when
it's like able to happen.
Able to happen?
7 years tops.
Five, 7, yeah. But like actually happens, like just cars roaming around the world after a nuclear apocalypse.
Just cars roaming.
I mean, it's Cars.
That was such a stupid movie.
Cars
like
1 was a
one.
Great
you're telling
movie.
Me yeah. That you don't like Cars, but you like Shrek.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I also found Finding Nemo scary.
Petition.
Finding
you
Nemo
found what?
Was the best movie.
With everything that she's petitioned to not invite Katie back next semester.
You found Finding Nemo scary.
I have a fish in my dorm named Bruce after the shark. In
fish
Nemo.
Are friends.
Don't fish
food.
Are friends, not food.
Malik is judging me.
Fish
hardcore.
Are friends.
What is scary
not
about
food.
Finding
I
Nemo?
I don't know. It just scared me.
Like
that and Willy Wonka.
Stop it.
See, I can understand
okay.
Willy Wonka, all right, but
wait.
Finding Nemo.
It just scared me, I'm sorry.
Hang on, Shannon is about to speak, and she's about to speak truth.
You know how, like, everyone is like, oh my gosh, the scene in Willy Wonka when they go in that boat is so scary. But I find it, I like it.
I like it.
I didn't find that scene scary.
I know, I like it a lot. I like the rhymes and everything, and it's, like,
that
the colors.
That scene is actually improv.
Really?
None of the other characters besides Willy Wonka knew about it.
Then it's not improv.
Well,
like,
improv to them.
Yes.
They were actually scared.
Yeah. I like it. I like the riddles. I like Willy Wonka in general.
I don't like
which, wait, which one? The well, first or yeah, the original
first.
Or with Johnny Depp?
Johnny
Depp.
Sucks.
Johnny Depp.
No.
I would pick the one with Johnny Depp.
Why?
All day.
That one's worse.
That's worse.
I like it.
I don't like it.
I like it.
They're both quality movies.
Here you go. I found the clip. Do you want to watch it?
I was thinking we'd plug it into the radio show.
We're not doing that.
So we can listen to Shrek.
My hello. God.
One day it's just
Avon.
Does he know the code?
Yes.
He doesn't show everyone.
To throw back to an earlier topic. Hey, Avon, are you Jewish?
Yes, I'm part Jewish on the Century Party.
No, he's not.
Out of 365 days, one day, I'm 2% Jewish. So we gotta have Hanukkah.
Okay.
Hanukkah's coming up. It's on.
I think I just offend like five people up there, but okay.
It's fine.
You're okay, Avon. You're not from here.
There's only four Hanukkah people anyway out there.
Hanukkah, it's like they something. Okay.
My gosh.
I just know they light candles. I don't want to like.
Hanukkah is like the middle of December usually, like December 12th.
Where is Hanukkah?
Guess what day it is.
Damn December right, I got 12th. The blues.
That's on the Thursday.
This Thursday.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go take my professional comm final.
Good luck, so. Malik.
Good luck.
Where?
Hail.
Bye.
Ooh, Avon's on the show now.
Oh, this is the first time ever.
Is it?
First time for Avon on the Shannon Sierra show. How much time do we have left in this in
we
this
have
show
like
here?
19
Shannon.
Minutes.
Shannon.
Yeah.
How much time we got left?
I just told you.
Well, I asked Shannon.
So
Sierra.
Holiday? Your holiday starts today. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
And right, it ends on Wednesday.
It ends on Wednesday, so yeah.
Next Wednesday.
What are you doing?
Sit down, please.
Okay. hang on. No one boss around my guy, Abe Patel. No one boss around Abe Patel.
It's okay. Mike. Katie will, like, grab the mic whenever she thinks.
Katie will grab your mic and probably make things sad.
This is a running joke now, just because.
It's a running joke?
Yeah.
At least you're not
fun of me.
At least you're not aggressive.
Yeah.
She's aggressive and depressing.
She's digressive.
Yeah, you guys got the Ami music on?
No.
Gotta get the Ami music. You gotta have the little play like.
What's
little,
Ami music?
That's like a free music service, so you get music.
Oh no, we never play music on here. We tried to do it one time on the first Sierra and Sierra show, and then Sierra cut it. She's like, we have to talk more, and then I didn't have anything else to say.
Shannon, we played the intros. You're the one who kept forgetting to pull up the intros, not me, so don't even
not
blame
the
me.
She about to throw
like
that fire.
Don't blame me.
Whenever, like, the show was actually
a show.
Like a functioning show, and before I would just show up and absolutely derail whatever topic you guys had.
I'm, like, mad that we didn't, like, like, I'm not mad because it's our fault, but, like, we didn't record, like, the actual, because they were all right shows. Like, with Labyrinth and MASH and...
Well, MASH is on there.
Hey,
yes.
Avon,
yes.
Please do not burp into them.
Okay.
I mean, we could do another show and not
hey,
have anybody...
Hey, let's talk
about MASH! Not everybody.
Great show. Great show.
Better idea. Hang on. Hear me out. Just spitballing.
I'm listening.
Let's not, but say that we didn't. So no one knows that even happened.
No, I mean that Chin and I can do another show with the I plead the first show.
that can probably
the first.
What's it? I am very confused.
I think we're gonna have to make like an official intro and like we gotta take one of these shows seriously.
Yeah.
So can we try and run like one episode of like a legitimate news like
yes,
not
Avon?
News show but like radio show?
No, you don't have to. I don't know.
we don't have to, but like I want to see what we could do because if we're being real here, I bet we could put on one good radio show.
And then we can try to win an Oscar.
As long as Katie doesn't make things sad.
Oh.
I'm sorry I make things sad. It's just who I am.
And we, I still love you, Katie.
Thanks. Surprisingly, I'm getting happier.
Good.
So I found your other card. I liked it.
Oh, that one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Eamon, what do you think of our new show title, I Plead the First?
You plead the first.
Because the first, okay, so I plead the fifth means like in the,
like in court, you don't have to answer a question and you could say, I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. So, but the first is like the amendment to free speech.
So you plead the first.
So we plead the first and we can say whatever we want.
So are we, wait.
Except for the seven words they can't say
on
radio.
I mean, yeah, besides the seven words you cannot say on any radio show.
What are the seven words that you cannot say on radio? I am
just general swear words.
Just general swear word.
Yes.
Sure. I mean, sure, guys, call. Not mine. I'm just here for the good time. That's
just
it.
Here for the good times.
Not a long time.
We forgot to invite Morgan. Hmm? We forgot to invite Morgan.
Wow.
One of the key members you forgot.
Dang.
I forgot. I don't know. It was like all like, I didn't even know. I was like, do I even feel like good enough to be on the show? And then I was like, you know what? I feel good. So, you know
what?
If we probably didn't do this, Krishna would probably be really upset with us.
No. No.
No. Every time she was mentioning about, you guys can do a radio show during finals, she kept looking straight at me.
That's her.
That doesn't mean that you have to be the one to do it, though.
I did, though. Here we are.
That sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem.
That spitballed into a me problem because I am also here right now instead of doing my math.
Who needs to do new math?
Me. I need to do a lot of math.
Math is fun, man.
Math is not fun.
Math is the only thing I could get in school. That's why.
I'm ready for bed.
I'm really... I think hour, 37 might be where we call it quits.
37? 37.
No, I don't know when 37 will be. It's 10 a.m. yesterday to now.
Oh.
So.
He's talking about his sleep schedule, not the show.
Sleep schedule is off the roof when it comes to finals.
I could definitely do a 24-hour radio show.
If you put some music in, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to put some music in. Army music. That's where it's at, man.
You know how we always say, the budget's low?
Yeah.
We could do that. We could even do it on TV.
A TV show?
Yeah, a telethon.
We are actually trying to make that happen and actually try and have a 24-hour live stream going up. But that's...
When?
Oof. I don't know.
It's going to be when we all graduate.
I make that your guys' project.
Thanks, Eamon.
We both...
Thank you.
We're both producers.
I'm a producer as well, all right?
I am not a producer.
Colonial Game Day. I'm a future producer.
It's the first one of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The inaugural producer Colonial Game Day brought to you by Eamon Patel.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be good.
Huge.
I think.
I'm actually really excited for that because I feel like you guys are going to do good.
I'm really excited as well. I can't wait for it.
I hope you know that.
I just need to think up some good ideas over the break. Watch some law pregame, law postgame. See what we can come up with. Throw some little mix in it.
I'm excited for no homework.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get homework in college. You just do.
I get homework.
Well, you're doing college wrong.
Math homework.
No, that's your future.
Math homework is our future?
Yeah.
Math is the future. Math is the future, man. And
I'm
science.
I'm horrible at math. I'm all right in science, actually. Not biology. Chemistry, I was pretty good.
Oh, chemistry. I love chemistry. I love to blow stuff up in that chemistry class. I love it.
I don't.
All right.
Let me make it.
All right, Matt. With that three-pointer shot. All right. Here we go. And he with that shoot and off the backboard and missed. But he got a rebound coming at you. Coming at you with a rebound. And he still missed. Oh, wait, but he might got one more. Okay, we're just standing
there. There's a reason I'm not on the basketball team here.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not on a basketball team either.
I was on a basketball team, and really? I wasn't good.
At least you played.
I was not on a basketball team, and I am not good.
I was on a cricket team.
Cricket's sweet.
Middle school cricket in Jersey. New Jersey, Saturday.
Wait, you live in New Jersey?
No, I live in Easton. Like,
where?
5 minutes to Jersey. Literally, like, I'm on a border.
Oh, I didn't know
which
that.
Is, I think is great, especially when it comes to gas, because Jersey is so cheap on gas. Could just drive there and get gas.
What if you're all out of gas?
Nah, still drive there. I know my
ways. He pushes the car.
Yeah, or I could just go on my bike and get gas from there and just come back. I could always do that.
What does everyone want for Christmas?
Sleep.
Yeah, a lot of sleep, a lot of no more finals.
A good grade in econ would be nice.
Dear Santa, give me a good grade.
On econ.
Dear Santa, please just help me get through finals week.
I just want some green in my life. That's it. That's it.
I could use a lot more cash as well.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, yeah, green. Yeah, I know. But I like the color green, okay? Green is good, all right?
Morgan's
green is grass.
Shattered.
Green is the world. It's the forest.
Aww.
The green.
Nature.
Nature, man.
That's okay. She's going to be one of the producers for the radio show next semester.
Who?
Morgan. Because she's talking to her right now.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Can we just have 5 producers, please?
On a radio show? I think radio show is a free game, I think.
Yeah, they don't care.
I mean, yeah, we just told Malik we changed our show name, and he's like, all right.
Yeah.
I plead the first.
Yep. Maybe I want to plead the second.
Brought to you by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal.
The second is to bear arms.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bear arms. I plead to
I have
bear
arms.
Yeah, but that doesn't really apply to us.
I have 2 arms.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I have 2 arms as well, man.
I like to bear. I like to have bears to have arms.
Technically, bears are constantly horizontal, so they just have 4 legs.
You're right.
Think about it.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Unless they want to attack and they're like.
You're right.
Because like a dog,
if
a dog doesn't have arms.
If you put a circle
arms,
around yourself.
4 legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then a bear can't attack you.
No, that's a sea bear.
Circle.
That's a sea bear, right? Not a regular
I was waiting
bear.
Waiting for someone to like pick up the rubber.
That regular bear will go and look at that circle. It's like, nah, fam. That ain't gonna work. That's
gonna,
only a sea bear.
He's gonna jump you.
Yeah, then jump. And then that's how you get Merc. That's it. End of story.
We have 8 minutes.
One. 8 minutes?
Yes.
8 minutes to what?
Until
the show is over.
Oh, we're going for 8 minutes.
8 more minutes.
How long have you guys been going?
An hour.
An hour? Really?
Well, really, 52 minutes.
Wow. All right.
Hmm?
What was that?
So in that hour, let's have a little recap. What was you guys talking this hour?
Standardized testing.
Hey.
Standardized testing. Okay.
Twilight.
What kind of testing did you have to take, Gavin?
What do you mean?
Like, let's go to the speed round of questions. Sierra, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Shannon, favorite food? Gavin, favorite food?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, that pizza, man.
Pizza? From where?
Or
just anywhere, just pizza.
Pretty much anywhere.
Pretty much just pizza in general.
Yeah.
Best place to get pizza from, Katie?
Little Caesars.
Annie Junior's.
Matt is so disappointed in me all the time.
Just disappointed.
Wow.
Just disappointed.
Get it from Annie Junior's.
All right.
We only have 3 pizza places in Bradford, okay?
Well,
shocker,
you got
it's
a
Bradford.
Lot more in Moon Township. Go down to downtown Coriopolis and go.
Good down, Cory.
Matt, favorite color, go.
Favorite color, blue.
All right, why?
I don't know. I'm just always like blue. Very sure. Common.
Yeah,
what's your favorite animal, Shannon?
Dog.
Dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more red.
Favorite sport to watch, Sierra?
Baseball.
Baseball. Ooh, baseball, baseball, baseball.
Katie, favorite movie?
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
It's all right.
I've never seen it.
All right at best.
Slumdog Millionaire is pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
Hey, thoughts about St. Elmo's Fire?
What?
What?
It's a movie.
Wow,
we all missed
it. Can't say I've ever seen it.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Does everyone in here remember the Alamo?
Oh, the Alamo. Good place to be.
Remember
man.
The Alamo. Don't ever forget the Alamo.
Don't forget the Alamo. Matt, favorite Alamo. Music album. Go.
Favorite music album. Mm-hmm. I actually.
The White Album.
Oh, nope. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West.
Ooh. Ooh.
The White Album is better.
By I'm more. I'm still on a. It's like almost like every month is like a different.
Yeah, I don't know. I go through a lot. I go through a lot of music.
Like, I remember there's a good chance I was a coloring book from Chance the Rapper was pretty top notch. And then lately it was Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Mm.
Shannon, favorite thing you've eaten from any of the, like, favorite place to eat on campus?
Roma's Hot Italian Hoagie. I don't really go to the caf.
Caf is fun.
Well, she also commutes.
Oh, that's true. You're only 5 minutes away. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I usually pack a lunch.
I wish my mama packed me lunch.
Even your mom's like
six hours away from here. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a long trip. Hey, mom.
She can mail it.
Just send me some curry and we'd be all good, all right? I'm all for it. All right.
How many minutes do we have left now?
Just keep going. I'm not going to give you the time.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Lightning round.
Sierra, favorite number. Go.
14.
14.
Sierra.
Sharon, was it 14?
Yeah.
Because
I was born April 14th, 1999.
Shannon, favorite number. Go.
No, that was Shannon.
Oh, well. Sierra, favorite number. Go.
212.
212. Why?
I was stuck in that room for 2 years.
All right.
For what?
For school.
Oh.
Matt, favorite number, go.
Favorite number four.
Four, why?
Bobby Orr.
Nice, all right. Katie, favorite number, go.
Five.
Five, why?
I don't know.
Why? My favorite number is 69 because it's a great thing
oh
ever.
Oh my God, even you are a child.
I know I am, all right?
I love it.
Let's see.
Avon, favorite thing to cook?
Chicken curry. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with it.
I don't cook, I bake.
What do you bake?
Ooh, what are you baking?
I bake cakes because I'm a loser.
My mom
cakes are fun.
Professional cakes.
Ooh,
cake boss.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh,
Cake Boss, solid show.
Solid.
My mom was a professional cake artist.
Nice.
Wow.
She made cakes for weddings and stuff.
That's really cool.
Wow. Yep, you're welcome.
I had cake today.
Oh, yeah, same. I had that cake.
I had a cupcake.
I had a cupcake and cake.
Oh, my
body is a well-oiled machine.
I had some ramen.
like a college student.
Who doesn't love some good old ramen, am I right?
You still live at home. You get home cooking. You're borderline not even in college. You're in high school
2.0. High school
2.0. Pretty much.
No, we're less restriction.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Dorm life's the best, man.
Dorm life, real fun.
Real fun. I'll take that. I think it's a life-changing experience. Everybody should do dorm at least once in their college career.
I'm excited for next year.
I'm not.
What?
Nothing. Ignore me.
We're like sharing a dorm with four other people.
Wait, what?
No, you're getting a suite.
Yeah, that's what we're
getting. That's entirely different.
Wait, how are you getting a suite?
First come, first serve.
That's.
So who are you chilling in the suite with? And where? And which suite?
We don't know.
Wait, who's in the suite?
We don't know.
What
I'm kidding.
About?
I'm kidding. No. There's two 6-person suites that Katie and I are trying to get with 4 other people.
Oh, really? So it's just you and Katie so far?
We have 4 other people.
Caroline, Dee, and her roommate. What about your roommate?
My
wait, D
in
is gonna be in the. Ooh.
Aww.
Sound like a party crew in there.
It's gonna be interesting. Sad. All around me are familiar faces.
You say it was sad that my roommate's going back to Japan?
Yeah.
I mean.
Wait, your roommate's going back to Japan?
Yeah, she lives there. She's an exchange student.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How close you and your roommate were.
Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, yeah. How was the experience with that?
It's good. We have become friends. Which is better than it was.
All right, we're at the end of the hour.
I'm Matt. This has been the Shannon and Sierra Show, brought to you by Romo's, home of the original pop. I can't do that. You're up.
This has been the Shannon and Sierra Show. My name is Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Matt.
I'm Katie.
I'm Raj.
You're Avon.
I'm Raj.
Thank you for tuning in with us.
Next semester will be the
I plead the first.
On Tuesdays at 6.
What?
Tuesdays at 6.
Where are we going? An hour up.
Bye. Tuesday at 6 p.m. Bye. Eastern Standard Time, all right? Later.